China, Uyghurs are not Turks, Muslim concentration camps do not exist. By Francis Martel on July 5, 2019. Chinese state media launched a media blitz Friday in anticipation of the 10-year anniversary of a string of police-led massacres in Urumqi, the capital of westernmost Xinjiang province, triggered by peaceful Uyghur protests against the communist regime. In its multiple responses to the incident posted Friday, the Chinese government, through its propaganda newspaper The Global Times, insisted that the well-documented establishment of concentration camps for Uyghurs and other Muslim ethnic minorities in Xinjiang never happened, that the end result of the Urumqi killings was positive as Beijing responded to the incident by creating a sprawling surveillance state in Xinjiang, and that the Uyghurs are a historically Chinese and not Turkic people, contradicting even its own prior reporting. China's ethnic Uyghur minority is native to Xinjiang and has no significant ties to the nation's majority Han ethnicity. Uyghurs are majority Muslim, speak a language closely connected to Turkish, and are universally accepted as members of the greater Turkic ethnic family. Many Uyghurs refer to their homeland, including the Chinese-established borders of Xinjiang, as East Turkestan. The name Xinjiang is Mandarin for New Frontier, not the name that locals have traditionally used. The Global Times accepted the reality of Uyghur ethnic identity as recently as in 2015. In recent years, the governance measures Xinjiang has taken have brought a miraculous change to the region, the Global Times declared in a piece published Friday. This is the joint result of China's institutional and national strengths. China can accomplish any task under the leadership of the party, including the eradication of the influence of the three evil forces in Xinjiang. The Communist Party refers to terrorism, extremism, and separatism as the three evil forces. It considers Uyghur human rights advocacy groups terrorists, separatists, and extremists. Some Uyghurs have expressed a preference for not being governed by the Communist Party, given its systematic oppression and attempts to erase Uyghur identity through concentration camps, waves of Han migration into Xinjiang, and child education in Mandarin. In another article addressing alleged falsehoods about Xinjiang, the Global Times declares that Xinjiang has long been an inseparable part of the Chinese territory and that Uyghurs are not ethnically Turkic. In 2015, the Global Times published an article on migration out of Xinjiang to Turkey, explaining Uyghurs' attraction to Turkey with the two peoples' cultural and religious links. The Turkish language is another reason why Turkey offers a greater sense of belonging to the Uyghurs than other Muslim countries such as Malaysia. The same newspaper that on Friday denied that the Uyghurs are a Turkic people asserted, as they are both Turkic languages, Turkish and Uyghur share a high degree of mutual intelligibility. The same fact-checking Global Times article published Friday dismissed the abundant evidence that China is using concentration camps to corral Uyghurs and other Muslims and torture and indoctrinate them into submission. China insists the camps are vocational centers where Uyghurs susceptible to jihadist propaganda learn job skills that keep them out of prison. China's foreign ministry and many senior officials have reiterated that Xinjiang has been making intensive counterterrorism and radicalization efforts, including offering education and aid through vocational education and training centers in accordance with the law, the Times claimed. Trainees in the vocational training centers are people guilty of minor crimes and the centers aim to eradicate the influence of terrorism and extremism. The training aims to prevent them from falling victim to terrorism and extremism, and to nip terrorist activities in the bud. Multiple international investigations have collected solid proof of China using concentration camps to imprison Uyghurs. Reuters revealed last year that satellite evidence showed the construction of about 1,200 of these centers throughout the western province. Families in Urumqi and other cities throughout Xinjiang protest that their relatives, many with high education levels and no known ties to jihadism, have disappeared, presumably into the camps. Survivors of the camps say they were subjected to extreme torture, including electroshock and sleep deprivation, and that camp inmates are forced to eat pork as a sign of disrespect to Islam, learn Mandarin, and revere Communist Party leader Xi Jinping by memorizing songs of worship about Zion the party. A study published this week by the Journal on Political Risk revealed that the Chinese Communist regime does not refer to the camps as vocational centers in its internal documents, and instead identifies them as indoctrination centers. the World Uyghur Congress, an advocacy group for the global Uyghur population, estimates that thousands of Uyghurs were killed or disappeared during the assault. On July 5 to 7, 2009, thousands of Uyghur protesters were killed, forcibly disappeared or injured in a brutal response from the Chinese government to peaceful protests for mostly Uyghur students in Urumqi in response to China's policies in the region, the Congress said in its statement observing the anniversary on Wednesday. The massacre proved to be a major turning point direction in the strategy of the Chinese government towards East Turkestan, Xinjiang, to one of outright violence and oppression and a complete lack of tolerance or willingness to listen to the voices and concerns of the Uyghur people. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.